Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was indicted last month, part of the first wave of criminal charges to come out of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Manafort is now under house arrest and wearing a GPS ankle monitor because he's considered a flight risk. The charges against him, including money laundering and conspiracy, were obviously big news here in the U.S., but also in Ukraine. Manafort made millions there as a consultant to former Ukrainian leader Viktor Yanukovych, who fled to Russia in 2014. Reporter David Stern has been following this from the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Just remind us what was already known about Paul Manafort's connection to Viktor Yanukovych. What did he do to advise the former president of Ukraine?
Manafort had a long and extensive relationship with Yanukovych dating back to just after the Orange Revolution. I think he came on around 2005. But the most important thing was that he revived, you could almost say, created from, you know, the ashes, Yanukovych's political career. Yanukovych, if you remember, in the Orange Revolution was the losing party. And he was defeated after these street demonstrations and his political life was basically seen as over. Manafort turned him around, made a new politician out of him, made him much more, I guess you could say, viewer and listener friendly. And he ended up eventually becoming the president. And Manafort was advising him in the campaigns all that time, but he also eventually became a political advisor as well.
So Manafort's a political operative. He's done these makeovers for a number of politicians around the globe over the years. What are the allegations that involve his time in Ukraine? Like, did anything come as a surprise to Ukrainian investigators looking into Yanukovych?
Well, he's not accused of anything in Ukraine, but he's involved in two cases here that the Ukrainians are obviously looking into. The first one, and it's much more broad, is the so-called case of the Black Ledgers. These are hundreds of pages of handwritten entries that were discovered at Yanukovych's party. It's called the Party of Regions, at their headquarters. And Manafort's name appears in 22 lines of these ledgers. He allegedly received close to $13 million that people say could have been off the books illegal payments. Now, as I say, he's not actually charged with anything, but the Ukrainian investigators are interested in speaking to him because obviously he may have some insight into the other entries in these black ledgers and whether or not these were indeed illegal payment. The other case, if you remember, Yanukovych in 2011 jailed his main opponent, a woman named Yulia Tymoshenko, who was previously the prime minister. Manafort helped set up a report that was written by an American law firm known as Skadden Arps. Now, what came as a surprise to the Ukrainian investigators was they had a suspicion that Skadden Arps was paid much more than the fee that was originally named, which is around $12,000. What came out of the indictment of Manafort in the United States was that they were possibly paid $4 million, obviously a lot more. And so the question is this true? And where did that money come from?
So what are the next steps for investigators in Ukraine?
The main issue for them, as far as Manafort is concerned, is to talk to him. And that has proven to be quite a hurdle for them. They originally put in a request with the Justice Department. They would like to speak to him as a possible witness or as a party with information. This has not come together. There's not a whole lot they can do on the Manafort front until they actually speak to him.
What is Manafort's reputation in Ukraine? Like, how are Ukrainians reacting to all this news?
Well, Manafort, I guess you could say here in Kiev, the cradle of the revolution, he's seen very much as the enabler, the spin doctor, you know, perhaps even the, you know, the evil genius behind the throne that helped bring Yanukovych to power. There was generally, among at least the political class here, a feeling of triumph or jubilation that his day in court may come. They see him as the man who was responsible, you know, if not entirely, at least played a major role in bringing Yanukovych to power.
Is Ukraine planning to help Special Counsel Robert Mueller? What effect could all this have?
The Ukrainians kind of find themselves in a difficult position. On one hand, they have said that they will help. In fact, the Prime Minister, Vladimir Groysman, not too long after the indictment, said that they would offer any help, but the Americans had not asked for help yet. And obviously, they have to say that. You know, nobody's going to come out and say, don't even bother giving us a call. But they have to be careful because, obviously, the Trump administration sees this case against Manafort as a concerted attack on them. And so the Ukrainians don't want to do anything to make the Trump administration think that they're working with Trump's enemies. That obviously is going to be at the back of their mind if a request does come through from the FBI.
Reporter David Stern in Kiev, thank you very much.
Thank you.